It's October 4th, and this one's on the road. Yes, indeed, it is October 4th, and this is my number 4 episode of October. I'm coming to you from the car this morning on my way to work. I'm taking Paul O'Mahony's recommendations and suggestions to do audio boos and Octavers whenever I can and whenever the opportunity presents itself. So there'll be a bit less audio editing in this one and just a lot more babbling. Well, it's a good thing I can drive on my knees. I know, that sounds pretty dangerous, doesn't it? It's okay, I'm doing all of 40 kilometers an hour, so not to worry. It's quite busy this morning, actually. Lots of traffic. And I anticipate running into some traffic just a little bit east of here. So we'll see how that goes. So today's topic is collections. Do you have a music collection? Do you collect one artist? Or are you varied? I'm just trying to go by memory here as to what the topic's all about. So I am going to talk about collections. I only really have two almost full entire collections from any one artist. And that would be the guys you just heard, Genesis. That's from their self-titled album called simply Genesis, and it was Invisible Touch. One of their, I guess, chart toppers. But I do enjoy most of the stuff that never made it to the charts, much more so. Going back to Nursery Crime, Foxtrot, I think The Knife. There's so many really good pieces of music. What's the one on? This is the problem when I don't prepare. not the Adventures of the Giant Hogweed or something like that. It's about this giant plant, and it exists. That's what amazes me. A while back, I don't know how many, maybe a year ago or maybe more, I learned that the giant hogweed actually exists. I'm wondering if it wasn't Mac in one of his audio boos that brought it up. I'm not sure, but yeah. So that's one band that I collect. I have just about everything they've done. The only album I don't have. There's several compilation, like live stuff and greatest hits that I never bought. When it comes to collecting, or if I want to collect an artist, I only collect their so-called studio albums. However, having said that, I love live albums. But if I were to say to myself and keep, as the saying goes, canonical, I would only stick to the studio albums that they put out as the distinct collection. Others might disagree, but that's the way I do it. Yeah. Now, for the other group that I have, this is going to be tricky. I may have to actually pull over to find it on my iPod. But I could try. bear with me here. Let's see. It's artists. Okay, I don't recommend you do this. I'm about to pass a bus. No, the bus is going to cut me off. Okay, let's go. We're going to pass the bus. No, we're not. There's a car coming in. Wow. I feel like I'm in that. There's a new show out on History, I think, here in Canada called You Don't Want to Drive Here or Don't Drive Here or something like that. And they go around to all these different countries and show you what driving's like in Malaysia or Hong Kong or Outer Mongolia or Inner Mongolia or one of those Mongolias. Apologies to any Mongolian out there. All right. So what I would need right now is a train to come by so that the... No. Okay, that's not going to work either. All right, let me just see if I can scroll quickly through my song collection. It's not that big of a music collection, but... There we go. All right, so let's see. Which one am I going to play for you? How about something from their latest album? No, not that one. This is so difficult to do. Paul. All right, let's try this. All right. Yeah, and that's the title track. It took quite a long time for the build-up there. Normally, I only try to play about 30 seconds of a track or so, a la iTunes. Actually, iTunes changed that, didn't they? They play a whole minute now. So you can really, really get a feel for a song. I think that's brilliant. But, of course, you know, it's not copyright infringement because they're on iTunes. So iTunes can do that. But I don't know how far to, you know, to push this. Okay, so it's Rush, for those of you who didn't recognize Geddy Lee's traditional and distinctive voice. Some people might say grating voice. That's okay. That's all right. Not everybody can appreciate these three guys from Canada and the music that they play. I know my friend Mark, MC Fontaine, he's kidded me about liking Rush. Seems he has a very good friend who is a Rush fanatic and plays it all the time. So I suppose it's spoiled it for him. But that's all right. I really like these guys. They're I don't listen to them as much as I used to, and I do have all of their stuff. Again, going from the very first Rush album, where Rush is sort of exploding off the album cover kind of thing, and right through to the latest Clockwork Angels, and they've changed a lot over the years. Sometimes they've gone more into, I guess, what would be their more commercial stuff, and now they've gone back to less traditional stuff, or well, more traditional for Rush, just less traditional for radio. I'm going to have to go to a driving store, you know, like one of these places that caters to drivers, and ask them if they have driving knee pads. See what they say. All right. I think that puts an end to this October 4th, October number 4, and on collections. And again, I've only got two so far, but I plan on buying some more. I'm planning on buying some Joe Satriani, too. So, catch you later. Bye. Thanks for listening.